'Tis the season of the traveler's friend, the guidebook. Now, Doug Mack is a writer who picked up an old guidebook at a book sale. Europe on $5 a Day by Arthur Frommer, published in 1963. Well, he took it home and discovered Europe on $5 a Day was the travel Bible his mother used on her unforgettable first trip abroad. That was in 1967. The guide and his mom's wide-eyed adventures with it sparked an idea, which became Doug's book, Europe on 5 Wrong Turns a Day. Doug, it's good to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, what got to you about this guide, Europe on $5 a Day?
Well, at first I was just interested in sort of the family history angle. You know, this is a book that my mother had used. But as I started paging through the book and looking through my mom's own letters and postcards, I thought, you know, this is a really interesting snapshot of life and travel in a very different era. And I was just amazed by how much things had changed, or in some cases hadn't changed, in just a generation.
So what did you do about it? You were curious, but what happened?
So I decided to go to Europe using only this 1963 guidebook and my mom's letters and no internet research, no modern guidebooks, nothing else. And to sort of reclaim that sense of wide-eyed innocence and to try to become a 1960s traveler in my own way with the limited information that was available back then.
So what happened?
Well, I got lost a lot. many of the hotels and restaurants and things were closed. But in each city, I found a handful that were still open. And so I had these magical moments of discovery and finding, wow, this isn't just some boarded up building. There's an actual place here. And it's exactly, in many cases, it's exactly as Arthur Frommer described it. And that was great.
Like 40 years earlier.
Oh, absolutely. There were some places. There was a cafeteria in Rome that fit Frommer's description to a T. It was like stepping into a time warp. It was fantastic.
What did they serve? What was it like?
Oh, it was just sort of working class Italian food, and you would order at the counter. And there weren't a lot of other tourists there. You know, if it ever had its tourist heyday, that has since passed by. And so now it's just kind of a quiet locals place that I happened to discover with my old guidebook. It was lovely.
Was there a food experience from Frommer that you then followed up 40 years later that surprised you?
Yeah, absolutely. There are several of them, but the most notable one was in Madrid, a place called Casa Botín. And Frommer describes it in my guidebook, and he says that it's a place that's mentioned in Ernest Hemingway's The Sun Also Rises, but the restaurant doesn't really mention that, and it's very discreet, and he's surprised by that. He's surprised that they weren't exploiting that Hemingway connection even back then, and he says that probably won't last. But the reason that you go there, to Frommer's view, is that you sample this food, which is sort of the traditional Spanish food. And there's this thing called cuchinillos, which is a roasted pork dish, which is he describes as just really delicious. So I went there, and of course, the Hemingway connection is exploited to the full extent now. There's a big painting of him in the window, and they absolutely market it to the tourists. But what was wonderful to me was that the food was still absolutely magnificent. And they have this oven that they've been using since the 1700s, and that's still where they cook their pork. And it also holds the distinction from Guinness Book of World Records as the world's oldest restaurant.
Really?
Yeah, there's a certificate in the window in addition to the Hemingway painting. So to my mind, even though lots of other tourists are there and have been there, it's still wonderful. I can experience this thing in my own way. And all of the rest of the world, all of the trappings of the tourist stuff, all of the Hemingway stuff, all of that falls away. And suddenly it's just you and this plate of food, or sometimes it's a work of art or something like that. And it doesn't matter that it's famous. That is inconsequential. It just matters that it speaks to you in some really intangible way that I hate to use the word soul-stirring, because that almost seems like a cliche, but I think that it's true. There are these moments and these times when you get to this thing. I have felt the same way about the David statue in Florence, where you hear about it and you hear about it, but then you get there and it's just magical. And there's nothing like being in the presence of the actual thing and experiencing it for yourself.
And then maybe that's what Frommer was going for.
Absolutely. I think that is what Frommer was going for, is that you need to go see these things on your own.
Have you heard from him?
I haven't heard from him directly, but we happened, we were back-to-back guests on a radio show a few weeks ago, and I was terrified about what he was going to say because I was on first, and I knew that he would be listening the whole time.
Uh-huh.
And I was nervous because, you know, here's this book that I've written about this guy. And I actually didn't listen to it live myself because I was so nervous, but my mother was sending me text updates the whole time. But I need not have been nervous because it turned out that he loved it, and he was overjoyed that I had sort of talked about his legacy and how he had influenced travel and how he really sort of opened it up for the masses. And I have a lot of respect for him, and that's exactly the story that I wanted to tell with my book.
Doug, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Doug Mack is author of Europe on Five Wrong Turns a Day.